Hey guys, welcome back to the Unsettled Squad podcast, episode 68. You can't stop change, but you can decide what way you change. This fundamental truth is what got a current client to take action and what helped change the trajectory of my life many years ago. When I explain it to you, you'll see that the only option is to aim up. It's funny, for those of you watching on YouTube, I obviously do a little recording and just run through the intro and just make sure that the lighting or the angle is okay. And I noticed my tooth. So I'd cracked it when I was a kid. So one of my teeth is chipped and it's pushed a tiny bit out of place. But actually, at jiu-jitsu this week, when someone was rear naked choking me, pushing in here, I felt my teeth kind of grind together a little bit, but I didn't realize it's actually moved it properly out of place now, and I only noticed through checking the video. So yeah, trip to the dentist incoming. But for today, so you can't stop change, but you can decide what way you change. Yeah, this is, as I'm saying, something that helped change my life when I broke it down very logically. And through explaining this to a recent client, he only told me on the call just gone by there, he's like, the moment I actually decided that this is it and I'm going to change is when you broke it down for me like that, and it just made complete logical sense. And the only way, like, I can't settle, the only way is to not settle and keep going to overcome the chronic pain and injury. And even now, other things are improving in his life. He's got his first job he has in a while, etc., and he's getting back on board with the mobility and sticking with it. So broken down into 3 points again, we'll start with the first point of change is inevitable. Then second point, not deciding is choosing to change negatively. And number three, aiming up is the only way. Okay, so first point, change is inevitable. Most people don't seem to understand this. I didn't understand this either when I was younger. When people say things like, I can't change, or like, you don't get it, I can't change, whether it's like the chronic pain and injuries, whether it's the mindset, whether it's the life, that is incorrect. Very simply, that's incorrect, because change is inevitable. Okay, so when anyone says anything like that, or even when you're having those thoughts, like, I can't change, it's factually incorrect, okay? It's distorted thoughts, thoughts that are based in things that aren't actually true, and they're holding you back through self-limiting beliefs. Because think about it, you could go to any angle of life, and when I broke this down, I started with Mother Nature, okay? Maybe someone on the street tells you can't change, or you listen to someone on a podcast and like, oh, you can't change. Okay, forget about that person who's been around, what, 30 years, 40 years. Even me, like, I'm telling you this, but hey, why are you listening to me? Follow Mother Nature that's been around for billions of years. Change always happens. You can't change the seasons. Can't change, like, the weather, all these things. It's not going to be the same. We're never just going to have, like, sunshine forever, rain forever, whatever, okay? So Mother Nature, it's always changing and evolving. That's the way it is. It's never going to stop. And it's the same with every other part of life. Like, the economy, it's going to be up and down, go through recessions, we'll go through booms. Your own body, you're going to be aging. You can't stop the process of aging. You're going to either be getting stronger, you're going to be getting weaker, you're either getting more mobile or you're getting more tight. There's no endpoints to any of these things, and they never stop. So, like, it's just to really understand those things. And again, like, you can go your career never, like, ends or reaches some point. It's slowly going up or it's slowly going down behind the scenes, depending on what work you're doing. Same with your relationships. You don't just get to a good point in your relationship and then it stops changing. No, it's ongoing forever. It's either going well, it's changing positively or changing negatively, depending on what you're doing. So it's just that will just shatter some beliefs for you of, like, I can't change, because we need to stop thinking like that and stop talking like that, because it makes no sense. It's not true. It's nonsense. Like, that's the literal word. It's nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. So we need to stop thinking nonsensical things that are holding us back in life. And the truth we replace it with is that change is inevitable. So once we understand that, we can move on to the second point. And the second point, like I said, was not deciding to change is choosing to change negatively. Because that's where most people are. That's where I've been before, where you've probably been before, where some clients are as well before they sign up. If you're unaware of this, or else you've just decided, like, I'm not going to do anything because I can't change, you're actually deciding to change negatively. Because, like I'm saying, change is inevitable. So if you don't put in any work to try and change positively, what's going to happen? You're slowly going to change negatively over time. And, like, we'll use the mobility example there. That's how your body works too, just like everything else. If you don't use your mobility, you're going to lose it over time. Okay, and that's what happens, let's say, in modern life. If you go to Asia, people can sit in squats because they kept using it. If you come to the Western world, most people can't sit in a deep squat if they haven't done any mobility or squatted in the gym deep or do some sort of sport where they have to squat into a deep squat and spend some time there. Okay, so we might have thought, oh, I'm not doing anything about my mobility or I can't change. But in reality, you've been changing negatively over years and decades to that point of feeling tight and stiff. Okay, so that those, again, thoughts, I can't change, I've always been like this. No, you haven't. That's another one that's false, because you didn't fall out of the womb with a sore back or tight hamstrings or not able to squat deep. As a baby, we've full physical freedom, full deep squat, front splits, middle splits, you've everything. You've full physical freedom. So the things that you think like you can't get, you've had them before. And you've changed to go from full physical freedom and very mobile. You've changed slowly over time to becoming tighter and stiffer because you haven't used it. Okay, so just like I've said there again to reiterate, either you're unaware of it and this is what's happening in the background, or else you've just decided, I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to stay neutral. Nothing is neutral. Neutral doesn't exist in life. You're either slowly improving or you're slowly declining. So by deciding I'm not going to do anything about it, you're actually deciding I'm going to adapt negatively. And then when we come through that, that brings us to, like I said in the intro, you'll understand that aiming up is the only way. Like, aiming up is the only way, because break it down into the two different parts. So let's say part A, you're getting the progress that you want. Well, then that's great. That's what everyone wants. If it's with your physical freedom, overcoming chronic pain and injury, you're putting in the work, you're getting small gains, like I'm talking about, up in the right direction, overcoming chronic pain for your quality of life, you're getting back to sports that you love to do. Great, life is good. Keep going with it. Get it up to a level, and then keep it there with a few minutes a day, and go on to strength training, cardio, pushing your athletic performance in whatever you're doing. Life is good. That's what you wanted, isn't it? And it's the same for your career, for relationships. But then think option B. Let's say that you don't get the progress that you want for whatever reason. That's a separate podcast. Okay. What other option do you have except to keep trying until you figure out what's not working and then get the progress that you want? Like, if you just stopped and think, oh, it's not working. So let's say you want to be up here and you're here. And maybe you got to somewhere here and it's just not going up any higher for some reason. If you stop there, you're not just going to stay there. You're going to go down and you're going to keep going down. So it's just like, even if things aren't working out the way that you want, you're still better off trying to aim up and do what you can, because at the very least, it might just keep you where you are. But if you stop things completely, it's going to go down even further. It's going to get even worse. And like, usually you have to go through this to understand it. Like, any avenue of your life where things aren't going the way that you want, dropping off is never going to help. It's going to make it worse in every scenario. And I've pretty much done them all. So with the body, didn't do anything on it. And I went down into, full, like, chronic pain injury. Not able to play any sports I love. Couldn't go to the gym. Struggled to iron shirts. Okay, so I let it go so far down this way. Because, like, I didn't know anything about it. But I decided to change negatively without realizing. Because I just didn't have the education. And that's why I'm big on the education. So that happened in that area of my life. In other areas of my life as well. That I've pretty much not done anything about them. They've kept declining until I hit some low point, and then I start to dive into and realize these things that I'm telling you now. So that's pretty much it. And then, like, it's an empowering thing to realize that no matter where you are on the journey, once you realize this, that change is inevitable, and you understand the only way to aim is up, it's empowering. Because even if you're, like I said, you're going the way you want to go, cool. Keep going that way. Keep going even higher. Or else if it's not going the way that you want, cool. Well, now you're either going to maintain it or keep going up. And then you can start to work to figure out other things that aren't working, that are holding you back. And like I said again, the worst thing you can do is just stop. Because, excuse me, you're just going to keep adapting negatively then. And like a good example in my life later on was when I was going through some tough periods personally, and I had, and I was working on business, so I had the business there, and then let's say it's different than a 9-to-5 job where you could maybe take sick weeks or something. That's not the case here. There's no sick days with this. And what was the point here? Sorry. Yeah, even during the tough periods personally, I kept just doing bits. I kept doing bits to even keep it where I was and even get small improvements, where if I dropped off completely, it would have went way down. And like, you know, in the moment, I would have even thought, maybe should I take a break or what? Or, you know, am I being too tough on myself here? But, like, looking back in hindsight through this lens, just think of the compounding effect on top of your mentality. Like, I came through that, came through everything, like I always do when I try to learn from it and level up. But imagine if during the personal problems I was having, that the business that I put so much effort into and my heart and soul into it and built it up over the years, that I let that just go down. Now I've that pain on top of my other pain. How is that going to help? Do you see what I'm saying? So, like, letting things just go down by not doing anything is never going to be something that's really, like, helping you. Now, if it's something you want to let go of and forget about, fair enough. So, yeah, that's just the point three cover there of, like, aiming up is the only way. Even if it's going the way you want, keep going that way. If it's not going the way that you want, you need to keep working on it, because just letting it go down, it's going to make things even worse in your life. And the analogy, I'll wrap this up with an analogy. And I wrote this in a newsletter one day, and it's kind of how I wrap it all up for myself. So just to say the line again, you can't stop change, but you can decide what way you change. That can be put into the analogy of a car journey. Okay, because most people in life, like me before, you're in the car, you're being drove around somewhere because change is inevitable, the car can't stop. Okay, so that's the transfer here, is that you're going on a car journey and the journey's never going to stop. So you have to go somewhere. You can't stop the car. Unlimited fuel. And most people are in the back and they're just complaining. Like, that's the two options you have here. You're in this car, it's going to go out on this journey forever, you can't stop it. So the two options that you have are, you can just complain in the back, like most people. You can just look out the window, oh, I'm not where I want to be. Giving out to the driver, oh, driver, it's your fault, why am I here? I want to be back over there. Giving out about the music. Victim mentality. When the second option is, you can kick him out of the car, GTA style. You can get behind the wheel and you can start driving. You can choose the trajectory of the car and where you want to go. They are the only two options. There's no third option. So when you start to realize that, and when you start to view life like that, you'll come back to the same conclusion, like I said. You might as well get behind the wheel. What else are you going to do? And again, that's my physical freedom journey. It's like I fell asleep in the back of the car, and this taxi man's been driving me 10 years in the wrong direction, and I'm not where I want to be at all. And I've realized that, and now I'm angry and I'm frustrated, because I'm like, why didn't someone tell me about this? Or I would have took over the wheel after 3 months, never mind 10 years. Now I'm way further in the wrong direction, can't play sport, etc. The only option is to get behind the car. What else am I going to do? Sit there and let him go 15 years, 20 years in the wrong direction, just complain even more. Like, that's not helping me at all. So the only option, which is what I did, kick him out, get behind the wheel, turn the car around, start going back the other way. Oh, but it's 10 years. It's going to take so long to come back. What else are you going to do? Tell me. Someone write, what else are you going to do? Just accept it and turn around and let him take you back further in the wrong direction. So, like, once I viewed life like that, It's actually liberating. Like, it's actually liberating, because when you're going the wrong direction, that's when you have the despair, the depression, all the negative thoughts. But when you turn the car around, even if it's 1 year away, 10 years away, 20 years away, it doesn't matter. Now the emotions start to change, because you're actually acting on it. You're doing something about it. Now the hope comes back, the motivation comes back, the positivity comes back, the inspiration comes back. You're even inspiring other people now. To see that, oh, I can turn the car around as well. It doesn't matter how far I've gone. So that's what I did with the mobility journey. And it took a long time to come back. It took actually 1 year of doing mobility, doing nothing else, to get back to jiu-jitsu and get back to the gym. So that's what I did. Just turn the car around. Once you realize that, you can either stay in the car complaining about the driver, or you can get in and start going to where you want to go. The only way to aim is up. Like, that's how I view life now. That's what's helped a client take action as well, because he's realizing, yeah, like, what? Like, what else is there to do? What other option is there? And, like, even to play devil's advocate then, because I might, if I was you, I'd be like, okay, yeah, well, what if you, like, never get to where you want to go? Cool. So, again, you're on this car journey. That's never going to stop. That's your life. You're going to keep evolving and changing until you die. You may not get to where you want to go. Cool. Well, you might as well try to go in the way that you want. Put on the nice music, enjoy the views, have a bit of fun, then sitting in the back and complaining about everything, complaining about the music, complaining about the driver, complaining about the views. No? And I can be deadly serious about that. If I never got my physical freedom back, cool. At least I'm trying. At least I'm motivating myself. At least I'm acting the way that I want to act that gives me peace. At least I'm having a bit of fun because I'm doing what I want to do and I'm aiming in the right direction and I'm inspiring other people. There's no other way. So, again, that's how I viewed life. When I realized that for the physical freedom, then for everything else in my life, that's what I do. I get behind the wheel, so I take ownership of it. I educate myself on what I need to do, and then I start moving in the right direction. If I get there, if I not, is actually irrelevant, because what else am I going to do? Let someone else drive the car and bring me where I don't want to be? Fall into despair, depression, these other things. I've been there before, and you need to go there. You need to let someone take you there to realize there's nothing there. There's nothing there at all. The only way to aim is up. The only way is to get behind the wheel and go back towards places that you want to be. So we'll leave it there. So to finish up, we got the Mobility for Jiu-Jitsu class. So that's half 11 to half 12 on Saturdays. That's in Inchicore in Brazier Jiu-Jitsu. And with the sparring session afterwards as well. So yeah, they're the Saturdays now. So a lot of stuff I've done was online, but now I'm doing in person. So Saturdays, half 11 to half 12 is a mobility class, open to everyone. And then 12:45 to 2 p.m. is a sparring class. That's just Brazier Jiu-Jitsu members. So if you want to get started on your mobility journey, get back physical freedom, or you want to get into jiu-jitsu, DM me. And you can have a look at the links there if you want. And we'll get you started with that. For the physical freedom program, then, you got the two options. So you got the one-to-one, obviously, if you want to get the most progress. Or we have the membership option there as well, if you want the kind of cheaper option, where you can still get access to my programs, all the way from mobility up to strength, cardio. And you get the weekly group call there as well, which I'm on with the guys. So that's it. And lastly, yeah, follow, rate the podcast. So if you're listening on Spotify, probably you can give it a rating in two clicks. I appreciate that if you're getting value from it. Or then on YouTube, you can subscribe, is the best way there. So YouTube, it's interesting. One of the videos took off. Like, I used to get kind of 3, 10, 12, then I was getting kind of 30, 60, 70 views. Two videos ago, it's up at nearly 700 views now. And then the last one is kind of 30, 40 again. So look, people must be liking what I'm saying, or something's going on. But yeah, and I think it's like 25 new followers and stuff too from that. So yeah, just subscribe or like, and I'm assuming that's how the algorithm gets going in the right way and getting this info out to more people. Cool, so that's it. So as you notice, we got the light, better lighting, but then I noticed my tooth is fucked up. So good and bad. Yeah, so we'll finish there. So don't settle, live true to yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.